Gimel Adar Aleph, Friday the 8th of February, Rabbi Shimshon Silkin, Li Lishmi.
Good Erev Shabbos. Funny, some people prefer to learn or hear about the parasha at the beginning of the week. And others say, no, Erev Shabbos. Let's go into Shabbos, have a look at the parasha Chosh. So this week's parasha, of course, is Teruma, which begins five parashas, effectively, detailing the materials of, the construction of, the design of the Mishkan. And it all begins with the pasuk Dabar el bnei Yisrael, v'yikchu li truma. V'yikchu li truma. Translated as, and they shall take for me a truma. And all the Mephoshim ask the same question, how can you have a v'yikchu li? I can have v'yikchu li. V'yikchu means to take. When you take it for yourself. For yourself, like ulekachdem lochem b'yom harishon. For yourself, to take for yourselves a arba minim. So, what's the v'yikhu li? They should take for me. So, Rashi li lishmi. Famous Rashi li lishmi. Li lishmi means for my sake. They should take. For my sake. So why then should you say v'yitnuli? What's the v'yikhu? Chor, it's not as if they're taking anything. The apostle continues and says, me'eis kol ish asher yidvenu liboy. They're donating. They're contributing. It's not hanedova. So, and then it says again, Tikru es Trumasi. What's the Tikru? And why do we discover this Nukuda specifically in the context of the Hakomas HaMishkan? Binyan HaMishkan. What's the Shaykhis? We also find the Moshe says, Shachanti B'soich Bnei Yisrael, etc. Rishochni B'soicham. So Grashi again over there, Almanas Lishkoin Ani B'soicham. Again, it seems to be referring to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam rather than referring to Klal Yisrael themselves. So the Chora Azoi, Shtei Tanchuma, that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole idea of Briyas Olam was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mis'aveh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired that he should have a Diro B'tachtoin. Kodesh Baruch Hu should have a dwelling place of some description, whatever that means. B'tachtoinim in the lower world. So Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is in the higher worlds. B'govim eroimim. Kodesh Baruch Hu's mis'aveh, he should have a dir b'tachtoinim. So the whole world, effectively, is a place for Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence, shechina, let's say, to reside. And this Mishkan, we learn, was like a small version of that universe, a small version of that world. The Mishkan was an Olam Katan, like the small world. We'll come back to this later, but the Moshe, for example, there are 39 melachas that we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. 39 melachas. Why punk 39? What's that was punk 39? Why not 47? 108? Huh? Sorry? 39 is because there were 39 melachas that were involved in the Mishkan. So what? What's not the Mishkan to Tom Shabbos? What's the Mishkan to Tom Shabbos? Whatever was involved in building the Mishkan, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So what? What? And about the Teretz is that Shabbos is about Zeichel Maase Bereshis, and Shabbos is about Kivoshovas Mikol Melachtoi in building the whole world. And Vibalt, the Mishkan, became a microcosmic representative of the entire world. So whatever was involved in HaKomos HaMishkan is really what was involved in Briyas HaOlam. And that's like what we find in the Gemara, the Bezalel Hoyedeal at Sarvis Oasis, right? The Bezalel knew, what did Bezalel have that nobody else had? Bezalel was able, he knew how to be Metzarif the Oasis, to put the letters of the Aleph base together that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with. Right, he was blessed with Bechochma and Das and Tevuna, as they state, Vamalo Yisrael Ruach HaLekim, and he had Chochma, Das and Tevuna, and the Gemara says it was with Chochma and Das and Tevuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world. Right, it's Pesukim in Mishlei that the whole world was created with Chochma and Tevuna and Das. Memela, whatever was involved in the HaKomos HaMishkan is just a representation of what was involved in the whole world in the world itself. Oy bazoi, it lechura behooves us to try and work out something more about the Mishkan from looking at the building of the world itself. Ki yadua, the Ramchal writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for a very specific purpose. That's one of the most important questions. One of the most important questions. Parvos, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world altogether? Okay. Shteim Tanchuma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misaved, ishtaved dir betachtoyim. But what does that mean? What was the purpose? Why? So the Ramchal is the famous Mahalach attributed to the Ramchal. It's encapsulated in a three-word phrase. The three-word phrase is Derech HaTov Lehetiv. Derech HaTov Lehetiv. Derech HaTov Lehetiv means like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaTov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fundamentally good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the essence of goodness. That's His name. HaTov Shimcha. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaTov Kilo Echol Rachamech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. But in order to be good, one needs to do good, right? A person sits on the couch at 6 o'clock in the morning and says, I'm going to do all these wonderful things today. And, 9 o'clock that night, he's still on the couch. He might be well-intentioned, if he's a haste, or with God's good time, that doesn't make him a good person. The person needs to get up and do something. So to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov, but who's benefiting when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaTov? Who's on the receiving end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness? There's nobody. There's nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely levado yimloich noiro. Se elamai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll create a world, and this world will be on a constant, will be on the constant receiving end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mashpia shefa constantly into that world, and that is effectively the chora, the tachlis of the ganze bria. And soon we see that is the tachlis of the Mishkan as well. It's not clear how yet. Muzain, that if the Mishkan is just the microcosmic example of the world, then it has to have the same tachlis, has to have the same purpose. But the shayla is like this. Kum tois, why not HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? So you can be mative to us. So who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world for? To be mative for us, right? Chorus for us. Oh, but we weren't here. We didn't exist. What's happened to us? Elamai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world for himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaTov. But he couldn't be mative, because there's no one to be mative to. So he created you and he created me. So we are now the recipients of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. So in effect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fulfilling his tachlis by creating us to receive his toiv. Yeah? Does that work? That works, the chayah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the chayah for himself. And there's a merdik idea associated with this. In Mishnah state, that a person should be zoy b'mitzvah kalu k'gubachamura, because mitzvah geres mitzvah and aver geres avera. One mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. and a very least another avera, chas v'shalom. And the Mishnah continues and says, because schar mitzvah mitzvah and schar avera avera. So Aleph Regan, you just said that. That one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah. What's schar mitzvah mitzvah? What's pshat that the schar of a mitzvah is a mitzvah? Dahinu, pashtus is, the schar of doing a mitzvah is you get to do another mitzvah. You just said that before. That mitzvah gereris mitzvah. What's the double expression? The Dr. Tiferes is so amoridic. He says, no. That derech ha-tov le-heitiv. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world in order to be made to us. Then comes to us like this. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? What's the Rotzen Hashem? The Rotzen Hashem is that he should be able to give us tov. Tov bo'elim hazeh. Tov bo'elim haboh. Ashrecha v'tov loch. Bo'elim hazeh bo'elim haboh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us tov. He wants to give us brocha. He wants to give us shefa. No vos. We've got to earn it. You're not just dishing it out free. That's called Namad Dikisufa Kiyadua. That's embarrassing. We're not beggars. We want to earn our keep. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll tell you what. Here's 613 mitzvahs. Perform the mitzvahs, and then I can give you sechar. Right? So come toys, and when we do a mitzvah, if I can say such a thing, we're doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu a favor. He wants to be made to us. I mean, he can't. But when we do a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh! Now I can give you a reward. So when we do a mitzvah, we're doing another mitzvah. By getting sechar, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Sechar mitzvah is itself a mitzvah. Isn't that fantastic? Could I wake you up today just for that, I think. If you haven't heard the Torah, could I? Sechar mitzvah, by getting sechar for a mitzvah, the mitzvah, dos is alein a mitzvah. Okay, I can't do better than that today, so I think we'll finish early now. Moridik! Moridik, chav mitzvah, mitzvah, dostib shad. It's like a parent. A parent wants to reward the child. Mm-hmm. A teacher wants to reward the student. But they can't. They're misbehaved. Right. So when a child behaves well, they're doing two good things. They're behaving well. And they're also enabling the parent to give them a treat. Also, Pshat Schar Avera Avera as well. The person Chas Shom does an Avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to punish you, I don't want to punish you. I don't want to withhold the good from you. Obich Muz Dos Ton, because I need to discipline you. But you're causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu double pain. Erstens, you're disobeying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Und zweitens, you're not allowing him to do what he created the whole world for. The problem is this. I need a siddur. Give me a siddur. You don't want a regular siddur, shkur. Problem is this. I don't want to take the siddur you're davening from.
Could you see me?
Problem is this. In Pasuk Shteit in Yeshaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for a completely different reason, l'chaira. Dalton Shteit, and it's the last mission, Pirkei Avos. Kol ma shebara kodesh baruch hu b'olamai, shtei mishnah, loy b'ra'a, loy b'ra'a, ela, l'chvoidoi. Kodesh baruch hu created the world for his covenant. Sh'ne'emar, kol ha'nikra v'shmi v'lechvoidoi b'rasu, v'tzatzim af v'sisi. Ela ma'i muzah mosad ha'pshat. Nishka stira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by stories, we have to say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miskaved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is glorified when the tachlis of his bria is fulfilled. What's that covered? Covered is when things reach their glorious tachlis. Muzayin, that the covered Hashem is generated through Hatova. When a person does mitzvahs and he's mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toiv, so that's dosa de greste kvod shemayim in the world. Kiyadua state in a few places, Meshech Chochma state, that the greatest kiddush Hashem in the world is when Klal Yisrael are successful, and that's our problem with Golus, etc. Find many examples of this. Yeah, many examples of this. Und das ist Teich Takawa in der Mishnah, and yes, we have Parshas Truma, and we have Parshas Tetzave, and Parshas Vayakel, but when it all comes to a grand conclusion, what steht Sof Sefer Shemois? What steht? The last chiddush of Shemoyis, I chase onon as oil moed, that the onon came and enveloped the oil moed, uchvoid Hashem moleis haMishkan, and the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled the Mishkan. Dainu, seeing as the Mishkan is a small world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tachlis was that the whole world would be filled with this covenant. Ultimately, if the world couldn't do it, at least the Mishkan, which is a small example of the world, would be the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered would be filled. Yes, Meloi Chol Ores Kevoidoi, the whole world should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covered. But the Meisa, the Mishkan fulfilled this. Could be, I was just thinking, I haven't seen this anywhere, but just thinking to myself, could be this Mishkan. Why the Mishkan came, according to many Rishonim, as a response to the Egel. Giving this response to the Egel, right? That's everything is Kashi Tziv Hashem, Kashi Tziv Hashem, Kashi Tziv Hashem. I don't know, but it could be because it's done like this. I'm ahead of myself. Let me explain where this all comes from. What we've learned here, Lechora, this idea of Kvod Shemayim achieved through Derech HaTov Lehetiv, can actually explain the Veyikhu Li Truma. The Veyikhu Li Truma is the Pshat. When you build this Mishkan, when you build this world, that will be a place of Kvod Shemayim, Zos Tevisen, again, I can't say it, but we have to say it, Gazo Shteit. You are doing me a favor. Dos Teich Veyikhu Li. Veyikhu Li Lishmi, this was for me. Lechvoid Yiverosiv. I created a whole universe for my covet. How do I achieve my covet? By giving you good things. So when you build this truma, when you donate your kolish ashedven or libo v'zasa truma sheitikhu meyitom, zos tevisen, that you're doing this for me. It's all the man Hashem. It's all lishma. It's all lishmi. Ashalken, it could be that this is type-wise a response to the egel, because the egel was the opposite of lishma. The egel was self-serving. The egel was they wanted to do it their own way. Mi Hashem, not mi Hashem Hashem Shmukoyle. What's the lashon there? Eilu lehech Yisrael. Yeah, but state. Because the pesukim dolzim when we get parshas Kesis, I remember. No, but state kizay Moshe ish. Okay, so Al Kabbalim is mavur in the pesukim that the ego was their own agenda. Leadish me means you're doing it for me. Everything in this world is for me. Ultimately, even when you receive my hatova and you're able to build a mishkan, you should know that you are. This becomes a place that kavod Hashem is a mishkan. The kavod Dibrosi v'tzatzav afasitz. Very major yisoid that I think.
Two different things.
Sorry.
Two different things.
What's two different things?
Because if you just said beginning that the Mishkan was in order to put a version and place to put the Shechina, and there was his plan, original plan was to have the Mishkan in any case. So it's not an outcome of that. It's not an outcome of the Egel.
So I think Pshat is like this. I don't know. I've always understood it the following way. I've always understood it like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original plan was that the whole world would be his Mishkan. That's right. Meloi Chol Ha'aretz Kevoidoi. Kevoidoi Moli Oilam. But the problem is, it doesn't look like it. Right, already then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, where's my covet? Aye Kevoidi. Aye Kevoidi. Avuidos. Because, especially after the Egel, the biggest Chil Hashem on earth, was the Egel, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, I have to row back my ambitions. Okay, there's no good Hazar Vetzer, but the Meisah, I have to row back my ambitions. The world from Mizrach to Maariv, from Manchester to Mozambique, right, is not going to be a place that proclaims Kvod Shemayim. But I'm going to have a little place within the world, right? The Mishkan, Shom Tehei Kvodi, Shom Tehei Menuchasi.
So in other words, that by future the Egel, Ki'ilu created a good thing, a good outcome.
Well, the Mishkan.
Because then he had this place on Mishkan.
Could be.
I mean, this sounds strange to say, but.
Well, Chorit does have Shad.
That's what you're saying.
I think so, because it also is mavur in Chazal that when they talk about Dir B'Tachtoinim, sometimes they're referring to the ganze Welt, and sometimes they're referring to the Mishkan. We base it off that the Mishkan was the whole world. That's why the Lamates Malachus are from the Mishkan. So it could be Taka that the Mishkan became the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Bottom of Joshua's Bottom of Nesios, because the Pasuk says, Vechin Tasu, Vechin Tashen Gemara Sanhedrin, Vechin Tasu, the Doris, Regan Alev, Vasil, the Doris, right, the Mishkan was only in the Midbar, and even if you want to say the Beis HaMikdash, Mishkan, Mikdash, Beis HaMikdash was also not eternal, so the Gemara is in the Zoya, right, Kamach Haviven, Bnei Yisrael, that Bechol Atar De'inun Yasvin, wherever Klal Yisrael are found, right, the Shechinah can reside, where is that, the Beit Knishton, the Beis HaMikdash, Beis Knesses. So the Ainu, the Dalad Amishal Aloch in the world, that is the place of Kvod Shemaim. And outside in the street, there isn't Kvod Shemaim. Could be. Could be. I think so. No? I think so. It makes sense to me. Is that so? Shtendi Gemara Mishle. Shtendi Gemara Mishle. That's good, Yeshivish. Shtendi the Pasuk Mishle. Beroiv Om Hadras Melech. In Sifri State. In Sifri State. Vayhi Bishur Melech Bisasiv Rosh Ha'om, that's the Pasuk. Now this is a reference, it's the Frid Chazal state that this is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Azoy, Sir Tzadik explains, there's one more Nakuda to all, one more feature to all of this. We've seen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world native, and the Kvod Hashem is achieved through this. But in Rav Tzadik it says that Tachtis HaBriyo was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Melech. We have this concept that Ein Melech B'Loyom. Now I went looking for the source for that. Everyone's heard Ein Melech B'Loyom. I wished it. Just I'm asking. I found the source for it. Everyone heard Ein Melech B'Loyom. You can't be a king without a people. You can't go to the desert island. I'm the king of the island. There's no one around. Right? But the state, there's no king without a people. Sorry? Okay. Well, the divert to Emelech B'Loyom. The earliest source I found is the Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Vayeshev. I found it by the help of the Takli Torah Torani. Barilam Sidi. I wish it Emelech B'Loyom. The earliest place I can find is the Rabbeinu Bechaya. Al-Kuponim. Kum Toistet. It's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's covered that is achieved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is achieved. And we know that Kavod and Malchus go together. Kavod and Malchus, that this is not something you need to explain. Every young child understands that Melucha and Malchus is all about Kavod, it's all about glory. But Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusa. Kavod Malchusa. Yeah. V'yovoi Melech HaKavod. So you open up the Oren. The Mishkan is the ultimate Oren. V'yovoi Melech at the Beis HaMikdash. Dovin HaMelech's whole tefillah. The Dovin Mizmor Hashem Oresim Loyo. Table Yoshivor is Mize Melech HaKavod, the Yovel Melech HaKavod, the reference to Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. The Mishkan Hashem is the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod. That's why we say in Kedusha, Baruch Kavod Hashem Mim Koimoy, with every culture, Chakosim Leimor, Yimlech Hashem La'olam. Why does Yimlech follow Baruch Kavod? Because Melucha is the purpose, the vehicle of Melucha, is to bring about. It's taka to bring about Kvod Shamayim. That's why the Mishnah Pirkei Avos is very interesting. I used to wonder about this till I came across this. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos that we just quoted before, that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, taka from the creation of the world. The notion is like this: Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu boilomoy loy beroi elo lechvoidoy shenema kol anikro bishmi velechvoidi berosi bitzadim afosisim. Is that the end of the Mishnah? Va'oimer Hashem Yimloch loy lovoy. What's up to Sutam? It throws in the posse from Shira. Hashem Yimlech Lanavoid. Elamai, the vault is that covered and Melucha go together. And Taka, if you medag the posse, it says, Kol Hanikro Bishmi Lechvoid Diberosiv. Could be that is the Tzustel to the Yikhuli Litruma, Vikhali Truma, Vikhali Lishmi. So about the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I also want to say, and I haven't seen this, but I think it could be true, that this shame, what we're talking about, lishmi, what lishmi, the shame Hashem, what is the shame Hashem we're talking about over here? Maybe it's Hatoiv Shimcha. Maybe it's Hatoiv Shimcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his name, his essence, his representation is Hatoiv, Hatoiv Shimcha, you should build for me a Mishkan, lishbili, lishmi, because the whole world is kol anikro bishmi, which is lichvoidi barasim. I think that's beautiful. I just want to bring it back to Shabbos now. Just want to bring it back to Shabbos. Eshes, we find something by Shabbos. Those who say the full Kiddush, I think this is more amongst the Hasidim, which is saying by Hasidim before. The Hasidim begin their Shabbos Kiddush, Shabbos morning Kiddush, with the words of Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecha. Oh, seems like lots of nods. Nishno Hasidim. Nusach Sfat, maybe. Ask Kalta Litvaks, we start from Bishomru. Im Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecha, Asoiz Chafotzecha Bim Kotshi, Bekorosso, the Shabbos Oineg, Likdosh Hashem, Bechubot, Bechibadatoy, Asoiz Rachechus, Kvoit Shemayim. It's not the same word. Kosh Baruch Hu says, Hetzachai, Sheshes Yom L'Tavoy, you're going to work for 6 days. That's not the tachlis of your life. The tachlis is Shabbos. Harachmo Niyan Chileinu, Yom Shukul Shabbos. That's when the real Sechar is, Shabbos. Kosh Baruch Hu says, I want to be mated to you. When is that Kosh Baruch Hu mated to us? The whole time, for sure. When do we feel that Kosh Baruch Hu's Toiv? Or Shabbos. That's why there's an inin of Kovod Shabbos. Kovod of Shabbos. The Kovod of Shabbos is that we are basking in the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. It's a zeich in the Maaseh Bereishis, because we remind ourselves that this Shabbos is the Tachlis Shomayim Va'oretz. That's what we'll say tonight. Tachlis Shomayim Va'oretz. It's doch the purpose of Shomayim Va'oretz is Shabbos. Shabbos. The Meila also makes sense that the Lamates Melochus of Shabbos that we don't do are connected to Melechus HaMishkon, because yes, there was a mitzvah to build the Mishkan, but the purpose of the Mishkan was to get to that final end of Parshas Pekudei, Uchvoid Hashem Moleis HaMishkan. Memeida, that's why Shabbos, after 6 days of hard work during the week, we come into Shabbos, Tostoch, the Gresta Kovid, when we sit back and we enjoy. That's why the Loshen is, the Koros of the Shabbos Oineg. When we enjoy Shabbos, we are basking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness. There's no greater Toiv than Shabbos. Yom Shekulo Toiv, it's called. Yom Shekulo Toiv. Shabbos is Kulo Toiv. So we sit back and we taste a bit of the Me'ein Olam Haba. That is the Toiv. That is covered. The best way to be Mechavad is the Shabbos is to enjoy it. The Koroso, the Shabbos Oineg, Likdosh Hashem Mechubad. The covered of Shabbos is achieved when we are Mis'anig al Hashem. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants us to have a great time. He wants us to be Ashrecha Bo'olam Hazeh, V'toiv Loch Lo'olam Habo. But every 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a bit of the V'toiv Loch HaToiv, Derech HaToiv Lehetiv. He gives us a bit of the HaToiv on Shabbos, so that we should have a flavor of the Sechar La'osid. Memela, last point. Here it says, V'shochanti B'soichom. In the Haftorah say, V'shochanti B'soich B'nei Yisrael. The Halshech HaKadosh, the Shloah HaKadosh, they all pick up the Shin Rishis Chochmah, they all pick up why it says V'shachanti B'soichom in the plural. But also we need Mikdosh, make for me Mikdosh, V'shachanti B'soichoy, what's B'soichom? Right? So Zogun Zei, B'soichom is B'soich Kol Echad V'Echad, every Yid can receive the Shechinah. Kodesh Baruch Hu resides inside every single Yid. V'shachanti B'soichom. Interessant, the other Pasuk that matches this Pasuk, V'shachanti b'soich b'nei Yisrael, is v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. And I think that the inyan of Kedusha comes in here, very, very quickly, because you find that if there's kovod, chved Hashem olis ha-mishkon, meloi chalos kevoidoi, and that's melucha, v'oimeh, Hashem yimlech lo nevoed, then the third point of that triangle is called Kedusha. That's Kedusha. Kedusha Shabbos, it's a pshat that we are mekadosh the Shabbos. Hagam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekadosh the Shabbos, but we are also mekadosh the Shabbos. I'm mekadosh Shvi. We are mekadosh the Shabbos because if we enjoy Shabbos and we bask in our HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness, then that brings about Kvod Shomayim. And Kvod Shomayim is the biggest Kiddush Hashem. Biggest Kiddush Hashem, that's Kodesh. Kodesh Yilochem Shabbos HaMalko. Shabbos HaMalko. When there's Melucha, there's Kedusha. And Taki seeing Kedusha, that's how it is. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh Hashem, Tzvokas Melech Alaharetz, Kvoidoi. Lumosom Boruch Yimeiru, Misham Chivoyimrim. Boruch Kvoid Hashem Im Koimoi. Yimlech Hashem Lo'olam Elekarech Tzion. Kedusha, Kovid, Melucha. That's the Shabbos. That's Shabbos. Shalkin Lechoyer, that explains why it says V'yikcho Li Truma. That we have to know, even as we are V'yikcho, even as we are basking in being loikeach, in taking, in enjoying, in imbibing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Toiv, it's li. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is niskavish through that. When you are the Yikru, when you enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, when you take for yourself, you're mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toiv, zos to wissen, this is li, you're achieving the ultimate purpose of the Bria itself. Nu, Be'ez Hashem, Mish B'Zoicha, that we should be Malik as a Shabbos, and we should be Mekayim V'Yikru Lil Shuma Lil Shmi.
Before I say Aluch, I'm going to say Alright, there's a Kiva Ege which says Pshat in that first Pusik, which is Mamish Hafle Vafele. It says V'yikholi Tribu, my eyes call ish, Hashem, Yidveni, Liboy, Tikres Tribusi. So Rashi says the famous Lilishmi. So the Gemara says Rachmuna Libabua. The Boishtam does need buildings and manifestations of all these things. He wants the heart. And therefore it's very clear, if it's for the Boishtam, then it's Lishmi. It's not enough. You just give your heart and have a mind to do Boishtam. If it's fast, buildings, moisture.